How many of you remember Australian pacer Brett Jeeves? No, it's not Brett Lee, not Brett Dory, and no, I certainly didn't say Percy Jeeves. I said Brett Jeeves. Yes, the man with a rather sad and unfortunate story. Okay, don't worry. If you don't know about his name despite being a cricket lover, I'm sure today's story is going to make you Google him. So who is Brett Jeeves and what's his story? Let's find out in this episode of Stories That Scorecards Don't Tell. Brett Jeeves represented Australia in a couple of ODIs and a T20 International in 2008-2009 before a back injury forced him to retire in 2011. Although most remember Jeeves as a bowler, which is what he was, in this story it's Jeeves the batsman and not Jeeves the bowler we'll talk about. So, in 2008-2009, Brett Jeeves developed into a reliable lower order batsman for Tasmania. Guess what? In a Sheffield Shield match against Victoria at the MCG, he racked up 99 runs from lower down the order. He was on the cusp of his maiden first-class ton when number 11 batsman Tim McDonald and a very good friend of Brett Jeeves got out, leaving our man stranded on 99 not out. Sad, right? Even sadder because our friend McDonald was a victim of a contentious decision. Wait, that's not the end of the story. Brett Jeeves, the batsman, wasn't done yet. Just one match later, his silken touch with the bat took him to the score of 99 again, this time while playing against the New South Wales. And once again, quite surprisingly, he had to rely on Tim McDonald, the number 11 batsman, for his maiden first class turn. Alas, Mr. McDonald, with an average of 6 and a highest of 17 from his 21 first class appearances, departed once again to leave Brett Jeeves stranded on 99 not out. There was no case of third time lucky for the Tasmanian, as he would never reach 99 again, and his highest score in first class cricket would remain 99 not out, courtesy his lovely teammate McDonald. Being a lovely bloke with some fine skills with the pen, Jeeves wrote a hilarious post on his blog addressing the matter. The post goes something like this. Dear McDonald, I write this letter to you with the greatest respect for you and your family. You're currently expecting your first child with your beautiful wife Adele, and I know that you will give everything to being a perfect father and a devoted family man. There are so many things to like about the way you go about your business. You love beer, burgers, bourbon, burners, Bayview Hotel, and getting out on me when I'm on 99. Will Ferrell says it best in the movie Step Brothers. Don't go to sleep or I'll smack you square in the nose, your curly hair fire truck. No, McDonald, you're not black, nor do you wear any gold bling. The only thing you and Richard Richardson have in common is that he too enjoys the challenge of eating his own fist. What is wrong with you? I'm starting to think you're doing this on purpose. Is Satan himself your employer? In conclusion, I'd like to thank you for doing your best. It's unfortunate that it's not good enough and you have caused me much heartbreak, McDonald. I would like to explain to you, McDonald, why I am referring to you by your last name only. A teacher of mine in primary school once taught us that it is disrespectful to call people by their last names. In all honesty, I'll be calling you McDonald for the rest of your time in Tasmania. That was funny from Brett Jeeves, and that was a nice way to take something so sad and unfortunate. So that's our story from this episode of Stories That Scorecards Don't Tell. Hope you liked the story. If you liked it, please press like and subscribe. Thank you.